Bienvenidos and welcome to Surviving Spanish with Karen, a short podcast with targeted lessons to complement your Spanish learning. This week, we're going to discuss language fluency. I'm going to go over important vocabulary and phrases about taking a taxi, and you're going to learn about Ecuador. Now, fluency is the end call for all language learners. I've never heard someone say, "I'm studying this language and I can't wait to be a beginner." Most students tell me, "Karen, I want to be fluent. When can I become fluent? How do I become fluent?" To answer all of these questions today, we're going to talk about what it means to be fluent. In order to understand what fluency means, we need to bring it back to what each level of language learner is. The levels of language that we're going to discuss today are beginner, intermediate, advanced, and fluent. Someone who is a beginner has a knowledge of vocabulary, very simple sentences, and is able to ask simple questions and make simple requests. An intermediate speaker is someone who is able to create more complicated sentences within context. They're able to have short conversations and even start to express their feelings about many things. An advanced speaker is someone who is able to express themselves outside of context or discuss things that they cannot see. They're also able to build concrete arguments about ideas outside of context. So what is fluency? Being fluent in a language is being able to do all of these things I've mentioned, but with ease. I was discussing this with another teacher, and they were telling me it takes up to 10,000 hours of studying to become fluent in a foreign language. 10,000 hours. Now, this study works across the board for people to master any skill, and learning a language is truly a skill that you must shape and develop. So think about it. If you're planning to study 1 hour per week, how long do you think it'll be before you become fluent? Now, I'm not a math teacher, but that sounds like a long time. It's important to make goals, focus on where you want to be in that language, and put in the work. Fluency is possible, but there is no shortcut to being able to build ideas in another language other than by studying and practicing to get to your goal. Now let's get to the Spanish part. This week, we're going to start learning about transportation and taking a taxi. In the next episode, we're going to learn about asking for directions, but first, let's learn the basic vocabulary around taking a taxi and the important phrases that you will need. Now, the very basic transportation words that you need to know are carro or vehículo, which mean car or vehicle, which are basically the same thing. We have taxi and parada de taxis, which means taxi and taxi stops. Parada de taxis. Parada means the stop. De taxis means of taxis. Parada de taxis, taxi stop. Other important words you will need to know as a tourist are autobús or bus, which mean bus. Also, this will be useful for you, is parada de buses, which means bus stop. Now, you might also be taking un avión or un tren, which are a plane and a train, but today we're going to focus on that first set of vocabulary for this episode. So how do you ask, where is the taxi or where is the taxi stop? Our question word for location in Spanish is the word donde. Donde means where. We usually tie it with the word está, and we get phrases like ¿dónde está?, which means where is, and depending if what you're looking for is masculine or feminine, we use ¿dónde está la?, for feminine things, or ¿dónde está él?, for masculine things. Now, we can ask a question like ¿dónde está el taxi?, where is the taxi, or ¿dónde está la parada de taxis?, where is the taxi stop? ¿Dónde está el bus?, or ¿dónde está la parada de buses?, where is the bus and where is the bus stop? Notice, when we refer to the taxi stop or the bus stop, we say parada. La parada de buses or la parada de taxis. Parada is feminine, so we have to use the article la. Both taxi and bus are masculine, so we use the article el. Listen one more time. ¿Dónde está la parada de taxis? ¿Dónde está el taxi? ¿Dónde está la parada de buses? And ¿dónde está el bus? Another important phrase that you need to know before you get into a taxi is how much. ¿Cuánto cuesta? Now, the question you need is ¿cuánto cuesta el viaje?, which means how much does the trip cost? Or you could try ¿cuánto cuesta el pasaje?, which means how much does the passage cost? Now, it's super important for you to ask the price of the trip before you get into the taxi, because oftentimes a taxi driver will try to rip you off by giving you an extremely inflated price if you are a tourist. So don't fall for it. Ask before you get in. If the taxi driver starts throwing around random numbers and sounds uncertain, remember, they do this for a living. So if they say, 20 o 30 o 40, which we learned our numbers before mean 20 or 30 or 40, you should set the price and use the phrase, le doy, which means I will give you, plus the amount of money you're willing to pay. So be straight up and say, le doy 30 dólares por llevarme. I will give you $30 to take me. Don't worry, you will be getting a chance to repeat all of these phrases in about a minute. Another important question that you might want to use is ¿qué largo es el viaje? ¿Qué largo? How long es el viaje? Is the trip. Now, the last set of phrases that I want to teach you today are ¿está muy lejos?, which means is it very far? ¿Está? Is it? ¿Muy lejos? Very far. or está muy cerca, which means, is it very close? Now is your turn to repeat. Carro. Vehículo. Taxi. Parada de taxis. Bus. Autobús. Parada de buses. ¿Dónde está el taxi? ¿Dónde está la parada de taxis? ¿Dónde está el bus? ¿Dónde está la parada de buses? ¿Cuánto cuesta el viaje? ¿Cuánto cuesta el pasaje? Le doy $30 por llevarme. ¿Qué largo es el viaje? ¿Está muy lejos? ¿Está muy cerca? Hablemos sobre Ecuador.
Let's talk about Ecuador. Did you know that Ecuador is the Earth's closest point to space? Many people think it's Mount Everest, but Ecuador takes the money on this one. With over 17 million people, Ecuador is known for its incredible biodiversity that we see in its amazing variety of birds and sea creatures, both inland and on the Galapagos Islands. If you haven't heard of the Galapagos Islands, they're a group of islands off the coast of Ecuador that are both in the northern and southern hemisphere. The name Ecuador itself means the equator in Spanish. One of my favorite facts about Ecuador is that there are 14 languages recognized, and although Spanish is the official language of the country, there are another 13 indigenous languages that are still widely spoken today. If you like to see different species of animals, go snorkeling or diving, Ecuador is the place for you. Thanks again for tuning in to another week of Surviving Spanish with Karen. I'm super excited because one of my teacher friends will be hopping onto next week's episode to tell us about his home country of Venezuela. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, give me a 5-star review, and send me an email if you have any questions at KarenALVteacher@gmail.com. As always, I'll see you next week. Nos vemos la próxima semana.